The governor has 2 weeks to decide the fate of pending legislation. Another January 6th riot case is now closed, and a new healthcare collaboration is coming soon. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. The ball is in Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt's court on a number of approved bills. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, he signed a handful at the end of last week to close out the regular legislative session.
Hours before the official end of the session, Stitt signed 10 bills into law. Some addressed his top priorities.
The first one was the Women's Bill of Rights. Really excited to get that one done. We set up the framework for business courts, and you've heard me talk about that before.
Stitt also signed measures updating criminal sentencing in Oklahoma, regulating chicken poop disposal, foreign land ownership, and the initiative petition process, among others. Those 10 bills were among the more than 800 Stitt has signed into law so far this year, and more changes to the law are coming. Stitt has 15 days after the session to act on any legislation sent to his desk in the final days of lawmaking. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
For a recap of key measures and how they fared this legislative session, visit KGOU.org. An Oklahoma Army veteran admits to assaulting a Washington, D.C. police officer during the January 6, 2021 riot. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathepure has more on the felony charges he faces.
Benjamin Scott Berlew of Miami pleaded guilty last week to assaulting, resisting, or impeding law enforcement. Berlew admitted to grabbing a Metropolitan Police officer over a row of metal barricades and pulling the officer into a crowd of rioters. Berlew was originally arrested in August 2021 on accusations he assaulted an Associated Press photographer. Court documents show he grabbed and shoved the photographer over a wall. Berlew is one of 11 Oklahomans who have been charged with Capitol riot-related federal crimes. Berlew's sentencing is set for September 20th in federal court. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
A levee system along the Arkansas River in Tulsa is finally going to get fixed. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports lawmakers approved funding to rehab the infrastructure.
House Bill 2890 puts $50 million of state money toward repairing the Arkansas River levees in Oklahoma's second largest city. Representative Lonnie Sims of Jinx said the funding bill was brought to the legislature 6 times before it passed this session.
There's a lot of great things we do at the Capitol, but very few times do we get to do something we know for a fact it's going to save lives and protect our investment for the future.
Governor Kevin Stitt signed the bill Friday, almost exactly 5 years after the Arkansas River flooded dozens of homes and tested the strength of the levee system. The United States Corps of Engineers called the levee system, quote, very high risk in an assessment after the flood. Former U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe helped secure an additional $137 million in federal funds for the levee project. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
Starting June 15th, the state's largest community health center is partnering with a behavioral health services provider, allowing one board to oversee both organizations. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the goal of the collaboration is to improve Oklahomans' physical and mental health.
The partnership has been years in the making for Variety Care and North Care. Now, both entities will share a board, and Variety Care CEO Lou Carmichael will serve as the alignment's president and CEO. Carmichael says the partnership will help both entities provide holistic care.
So if they're coming in through the mental health door, because that's their chief complaint and they're in crisis, we are going to take care of that. But we're also going to make sure that we're checking everything else.
Carmichael says the move will lead to a healthier Oklahoma, which will lower the cost of care. It also comes as the state moves to managed Medicaid, meaning over 600,000 Oklahomans are seeing their care coordinated by private insurance companies. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wild Card wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.